Maddie, Gordon, and we have some guests. Mayor Jim Marico and Mary Wilson from Quiver River Electric has joined us.
And what we're going to be talking about in a little bit, we're going to give the floor to Mary, talking about Quiver River and a grant program that Bowling Green is fortunate enough to be the recipient of in this particular case, right?
Right.
Mary Wilson, if you would, tell us a little bit about the grant program.
Well, the program is actually run by Central Electric Power Cooperative, which they are our transmission cooperative. And I'm not sure how much you understand about how electric cooperatives work, but it's a three-step process. There's generation, transmission, and distribution. And Quiver is the distribution cooperative. So just a little lesson there in electric cooperatives. But Central started the program about 30 years ago, and we've been partnering with them probably as long as that. We've funded about 45 grants in the area. It can be anything from local homeowners associations, cities like Bowling Green, mm-hmm. schools. We've done Hawk Point Athletic Association, Lincoln County Council on Aging. So just to give you an idea of some of the organizations that have received grants. Basically what it is it's a grant up to $500 that's provided by Central Electric Power Cooperative. And Quiver will match that grant if the project that the organization is working on is more than that $500.
Okay.
So in this case, I didn't even look at the check. How much did we give you?
I thought it was $500.
Probably so. But yeah, it's a great program. Obviously, as a cooperative, we are we're quite interested. We have a principle we live by called Concern for Community. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of community outreach programs. This one specifically is not specifically ours, but it is something that we partner with our transmission cooperative with.
Well, and to brag on Quiver River just mm-hmm. a little bit, that being involved in community, and you mentioned the, mm-hmm. I don't know, did you say core principle? What that term is?
Right, it's a principle that actually all cooperatives live by. There's actually seven of them, and one of them is Concern for Community. Because cooperatives are a little bit different than regular electric companies. Mm-hmm. We have members versus customers. Everybody who is a member of the cooperative is actually an owner of the cooperative.
And that was one of the things that actually pulled you to Quiver River, right?
It really was. I worked in a lot of organizations over the years, but it was really the idea that they provide so many community outreach programs and are very connected to the communities that they serve. And for me, that was something that I found very appealing.
The Green Tree Partnership, can you tell us a little bit about what that actually is?
Well, it is a program that is run, as I said, by Central Electric Power Cooperative, and all of the cooperatives that they serve, which are distribution cooperatives, mm-hmm. they can partner with Central and help their local organizations or municipalities actually buy trees and plant them to help beautify. And also, you know, one of the things I think people forget about is cooperatives are, well, at least we are, we're interested in helping people with energy efficiency. We actually want you to use less of our product. And somebody might ask, well, why, how do trees fit into that? Well, if you think about it, if you plant trees around your home, it helps shade it. So that can help you cut down on the amount of mm-hmm. energy they're using. So trees are a big thing for cooperatives. And I think also because it's a community program, again, that is something that we are very interested in as our communities.
Can we remind folks who all's eligible to participate in the grant program?
Sure. So it can be local units of government. It can be, like the City of Bowling Green. It can be community and economic development departments, parks departments, public schools. We've done a lot of schools over the years. Nonprofit organizations, historic downtown neighborhood associations.
And this is just one of the grant programs that you guys are involved with, participate with.
Right.
We were talking about another one off air. And I think the numbers that you threw out kind of got a wow from the entire room.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about that program?
Sure. That program is called Operation Roundup. And basically how it's funded is members will round up their bill for whatever it is. If it's, I think I use the example of, say, $49.75, and the member rounds it up 25 cents. That 25 cents goes into a fund. And if you start multiplying that by our 60,000 members, it turns out to be a lot of money, which equates to about, I think we're up to about $25,000 a month that we have to award to organizations and individuals in need. Since the program started in 1997, we've awarded about $6.7 million. to individuals.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. it's a great program. It really is.
And it's something that I've seen, I've heard familiar with the program Operation Roundup, but I don't think I attached those kind of numbers to it. But that's a simple concept, and that money going right back into the community.
Yeah, it doesn't, it's interesting because when you think about it, how much money is actually generated every month by our members who round their bill up. Probably the most that they might give to Operation Roundup in a year, if you look at a single member, is about $6. But when you multiply that towards how many members we have that participate in the program, then you're looking at really larger numbers, and that can make a difference.
While most are familiar with Quiver River, if you would, the footprint again of where your members are, like what areas you serve?
Sure. We serve five counties, Pike County being one of them. We also serve Montgomery, Warren, St. Charles, and Lincoln.
The Central Electric Power Cooperative, as well as Quiver River Electric, has teamed up to bring some trees to Bowling Green. Is that right, Mr. Rico?
Yes, Maddie, that is exactly right. We applied for this grant because we had a blank canvas, if you would, at the new bar of Allison Park. And we had the equipment, but there's no shade there for moms, grandmas, or parents that would be there. And so we took advantage of this opportunity to put more green into Bowling Green and provide some shade and protection. So we're putting many at the new park, as I mentioned, and then we are also adding some at the main park on Adams and Court Street.
Oh, and this is a beautiful morning to head out and for us to dig a few holes, right? So we will head out with shovel in hand, unless this has been taken care of already.
This has been taken care of already.
We
had
thank goodness.
December 31st deadline, and we put them in, thanks to Alliance, probably the first week and a half of December before the ground got cold.
Now, that's very cool. And you said, I think, was it 35?
35 trees, yes, we were able to purchase through this. And Erica Matalovich, the president of the park board, was very instrumental in selecting them and getting them to the Alliance. And it was a cooperative, if you would.
All of those 35 around Barb Allison Park?
No.
They're throughout?
We probably have about a dozen at the Barb Allison Park, and the remainder are at the main park on Court and Adams
Street.
That's
right, okay.
So lots of little trees that have went into the ground thanks to the help of Quiver River Electric and Central Electric Power Cooperative. So can you explain again exactly what they applied for and what they got?
Well, as the City of Bowling Green did and as other organizations can do, it's really a pretty simple process. They can go to our website, and under the tab of Community and Community Enhancement, there is an application that can be downloaded. That is from Central, and the organization fills it out, submits it, and then Central makes the decision on what grants they're going to award.
What they're
going to
award. Okay.
Right. Before we let you escape, Mary Wilson with Quiver River Electric Cooperative, if you would touch on again who's eligible, how they take advantage of, because there are a lot of people who probably could be participating in these grant programs who aren't, right?
Absolutely. We like to think of it as kind of a hidden gem that's available, which Jim took advantage of, and we're so glad he did. But definitely municipalities, community economic development departments, parks departments, public schools, nonprofit organizations are all eligible to apply.
And the application process is simple.
It really is. It's go to our website, look for the community tab, and under that you'll see the Green Tree program. Actually, I think we have a banner on the homepage now that you can click on. It'll take you right to the page, and you download the application, fill it out. The whole thing has to be done, as Jim said, by December 31st of the year in which the application is submitted and granted.
And the application actually goes to Central Electric Power Cooperative?
It does.
And this has kind of taken us full circle, but if somebody says, well, but I thought it was Quiver River, explain again how that process works, that Cooperative 101, if you will.
Right, sure. So Central Electric Power is a transmission cooperative, and there's basically three parts of electric cooperatives and how electricity is distributed. First, there's a generation cooperative, and for us, that's Associated Electric, and they're located in Springfield. And then our transmission cooperative, which is Central, they're located in Jeff City. And then we are the distribution cooperative, which we're the ones who actually get electricity into homes and businesses in the areas that we serve. So Central is the coordinator of the program, but all of their member cooperatives have an opportunity to participate in this. And we match the grant. If somebody applies for a project and it's more than $500, we will match it so that they can get their project done.
Very cool, simple process. You go to the Quiver River website and you will find the application that you can fill out and submit.
Yeah, very simple, downloadable, fill it out, submit it, and hopefully you get some trees like Jim did.
And Bowling Green Mayor Jim Errico, thank you for coming in as well. And that was what she's talking about is exactly what you did, right?
We did, and we would like to share that information because it really is a blessing to our communities. And so why not make more green and not just money?
And there are lots of opportunities to do this. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Go to the Quiver River website. And I know you've always made yourself super accessible as well.
I will. I'll help anybody fill out the application, whatever is necessary.
Bowling Green Mayor Jim Errico, Mary Wilson with Quiver River Electric Cooperative. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.